Sheldon Silver, the longtime leader of the New York State Assembly, has agreed to step down by Monday in the wake of federal corruption charges. That development took place in Albany last night. This morning we speak with a member of the Assembly, South Buffalo Democrat Mickey Kearns. Good morning, and thank you for talking with us this morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. If you could maybe just take us through some of the inner workings here. I know you don't caucus with Assembly Democrats, but were you involved in this conference discussing the speaker's future?
Well, I wasn't initially involved in the caucus of the minute by minute, but I did talk to a lot of my members. And, you know, I've been a leader on this issue for the past 20 months, Jay. When I asked the speaker to resign over 20 months ago over sexual allegations of him perpetrating, you know, supporting one of our colleagues who was supporting someone who was harassing interns. So I did talk to my colleagues yesterday. I think the people wanted to make it, the people that wanted to make their decisions made the decision, like myself. I did on Thursday. I think those caucuses were for those members who were sort of on the fence and trying to make up their mind on whether they wanted to remove the speaker.
You know, as you mentioned, you have long been really kind of on the outside of this power structure involving the Assembly Speaker. And I'm just kind of curious if for some time now that either, A, did you hear of whispers of maybe some sort of impropriety, or B, was there just a general suspicion that something like this might have been going on?
People knew Sheldon Silver was corrupt. But, you know, this is the interesting thing. They said, we can't change things. And when I advocated for it, they said, Mickey, he's good for business. You know, in Albany, the status quo is what keeps things moving. You know, keep the budgets coming on time. Keep the wheels rolling. The lobbyists like it. We're getting on-time budgets. But to me, when you have a corrupt person as a leader, you need to stand up for that. So many people looked the other way. They said, as long as things are good, we're going to overlook some of the corruption that's in Albany.
It was somewhat well known in Albany about what might have been going on. What does this say about Governor Cuomo? What kind of position does this put him in?
Well, I think it puts him in a good position in the sense of he has an opportunity to do something historic. You know, it's not only the governor, you have the attorney general. This Moreland Commission is so important. Whether it's bringing it back or forming an independent group to look at the evidence and to subpoena those records, it's important because people have lost their confidence in Albany. You know, I've only been in Albany for 3 years, and when I looked at, you know, five of my colleagues have been arrested or taken out of the chamber in handcuffs, I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, it's almost like watching a CSI show while you're at work. I mean, FBI, people wearing a wire. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up if you're writing a movie. So for me, you know, it just has to end. And I think in order for people to have trust back in their government, you know, a public office is a public trust. We swear to an oath. And I think that the governor started this, and I think he's got to finish it.
And then finally, one of the other issues that has come up is the idea that the seniority system in Albany enabled Assembly Speaker Silver. Would you perhaps be in favor of a new speaker who maybe doesn't come from that system?
Well, I'm not going to support anyone as the new speaker. I've talked to many people. I'm not going to support anyone unless the rules change. We have these archaic rules that all the power is concentrated in one person's hands. A bill can't get to the floor unless it comes through the Rules Committee, unless it comes through the Speaker. The Speaker appoints people to committees. We do not have independent committees. He rules all the funding. I know my office has received flat funding for the past 4 years because of my stance. I have not seen a penny, which is fine. I've been very conservative in my budgeting for my office. However, enough is enough. We need autonomy. We need to distribute the power among the members. That's why we're there. We're seeing it now with authorities. The legislature has lost their power, and you know we need to distribute that to the legislators. But you know it's a bigger look. I'd like to see not only the legislature. I'd like to see some of these authorities shut down. They have way too much power, and at least politicians, you could throw them out of office. So for me, we need to change the rules. I know there was a talk of my colleagues starting a reform caucus. I started that about 20 months ago. I've been talking about this for almost 2 years. The Brennan Center had a report, the Brennan Center Law School, stating, you know, these are the reforms that we need to do if we really want to have a distributive, representative legislature, someone that's accountable to the people.
Assemblyman Kearns, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No, thank you, sir.